Bibles, please, to Isaiah chapter 40, way back in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 40, as we look toward today's sermon, rung out, we need a reminder. And it's funny because as I was forming this sermon, this scripture we just recently used as a reminder for Mary Shipp. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. In the 28th verse, Isaiah the prophet writing these words, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength, verse 29, to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will not run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." May God add His blessings to this moment in His Scripture and strengthen us together as we come before Him in prayer. Join with me, please. Father, give us the power to discern Your Word today. Fill us with the Holy Spirit that the words that will be spoken come from You, and that they will be put upon our hearts to remind us, to renew us, to move us, to lift us. As we delve into Your Word, Father, let it be as sweet as anything we've ever heard. And as we go from here today, may we know Your Son just that much closer. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right. By a show of hands, who in this room is tired? Yeah, that's right. Get your hand up too, Frank. Everybody in here. You can say that. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm so tired.
But you just woke up. Yeah, I know, but I need a nap. I've said that already. I need to wake up from a deep sleep and take a nap. It has been a long week. Who here has had a long week? Right. And you're tired. Oh, man, I don't want to do this again. I wait on Sunday morning to come so that I can stand up here and relax a little bit. See, I don't bring my cell phone into church. It stays out in the truck.
It might be a lesson for some.
But it stays out in the truck. I couldn't resist that. Because I don't want to be bothered with the world at that moment. I want to just be here. I want to be removed. I want to be renewed. I want to be lifted up. And I have had one of those weeks. For all of you who don't know, on Monday, I turned in my 2 weeks' notice. The job of BG&E came about like that. I mean, so fast, I couldn't believe it. And so I'm moving on to a new chapter. And I'm excited about it, but it was a long week, the week before, debating whether or not to take this job. It came so fast on February 1st. Do you want it? You have to let us know by February 8th. The week before, in the middle of all that debating, my company offered me a raise, not knowing what was going on. So I had a long, hard decision to make, a lot of prayer. And so on Monday, I made the word known. And of course, you can imagine, it has been a very long week. And amongst having sick children and a sick wife and a sick grandmother and a sick dog. Bill Cosby made a joke one time about his mama always walking around going, "I'm just sick and tired." He said, "My mother was sick and tired 800 times a day." He said, "The worst beating I ever got in my life one time." She goes, "I'm just sick," I said, "and tired." I don't remember anything happening to me that day. But I'm tired. I am run out. I'm done. I didn't have anything left. And I still had to get up yesterday, and I had to go down to the farm. I had to go to a museum. I had things to do. Run out. I was down in the basement working on our dryer again. You see, that's the next part of the saga from this past week. 3 weeks ago, a wire broke in the armature of the dryer motor, and I'd done replace that motor once, and I was mad and tired of fooling with this thing. And my father said, "Hey, we got a dryer over at the farm that works just fine. Great big dryer, fairly new. Come get it." Okay, I'll go get it. I loaded the thing up. I get it all the way home yesterday, Friday. Put it down in the basement alone. Now, you mind you, I'm by myself doing all this. Get it all the way down the basement, go to plug it in. What's missing? The cord. So I had to tear the old dryer apart and take the cord out of it. I put the cord in and I'm like, "All right, let me walk down, wrestle this thing into place, hook it all up, plug it in, turn it on, and it comes on instantly." Which is a problem because it ain't supposed to till you push the start button. Are you kidding me? I had to tear it all apart. Had to figure out what was wrong with it. In our basement, we have a Ringer washing machine. My father got, I don't even know where or why. And I'm down there working on the dryer. And I'm thinking, I'm just about done with this. There is a chocolate wonderfall somewhere calling my name. And I looked over at that Ringer washer, and it took me right back in time to my grandmother and my great aunt Annie. And they used a Ringer washer forever. And I sat still for a moment, and I just kept looking at that thing thinking. And I could hear the words, "Well, this is how we do it." And I remember that my great aunt Annie, they wanted to buy her a brand new clothes washing machine, and she said, "No, this is what you need right here. This is all you need to have." I disagree with her, because that looked like a lot of work. But that's what she kept, and I got to thinking, you know why they're called Ringer washing machines? I guarantee you ain't nobody in here that ain't never seen one. It's because they wring out the clothes. Put your fingers in there one time, that'll really get you, but they wring out. And I wondered about that for a moment. I started thinking, "Lord, I've had it." And he said, "Right here now. I want you to start thinking about that. I want you to start thinking about these words in Isaiah. I want you to start thinking about all the people around you that have it worse than you do." And there are. Everywhere around me. "Oh, I had to fix a dryer." Now let's think about that for a minute. I'm complaining about it, but what did I get to do? I got to play with tools. That's a blessing. I got to be in the basement where nobody was sick and nobody was bothering me. Another blessing. I got to see the look on my wife's face when once again I had fixed something and she actually smiled at me. Another blessing. Wasn't that bad? Yes, I'm tired. I'm wrung out. It was a long week. I've got another long week staring me in the face when I started up again on Monday morning. There's so much more to do before I can depart this job because I have endeavored that I will not leave this job beholding to me. Been a lot of long hours this past week. So many of us go through so much, and that's what Isaiah is reminding us. We're going through a lot every day. And do you know what? It ain't going to stop the next day. I heard that song this morning. I was fumbling around writing the sermon, and all of a sudden I heard Doyle Lawson singing that, and I went, "Hey, help is on the way." Regardless, Isaiah is saying the same thing. He's writing out those words thousands of years earlier. He's talking to you and to me. He's telling us thousands of years earlier, "Read my words," says the Lord. "In there you will find hope. In there you will find strength. In there you will find renewal. In there you will find what you need to go through. It ain't that much, my children, I speak to you." The psalmist writer has these words. In Psalm 139, verse 10, it says, Even there, let me even back up a little bit to verse 9. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. That's what he's saying. Even that far away, even that removed, I still have a hold of you, my child. Even that far away, even more so in the Psalms, you back up to 121. I'm going to read all 9 verses. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Psalm 121. Open your Bibles up. I know you closed them. I told you time and time again not to. Some think Hezekiah wrote this. Nobody knows. It doesn't matter. The Lord wrote it. Psalm 121, just 8 little skinny verses. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Say amen. Amen. It's a very simple thing. We're being wrung out. That's life. That's the way we're designed to live. We're not ever going to have... There was a bluegrass song on the way over here this morning by the churchman. It's a song I haven't heard in a long time, and I always love hearing it because it always makes me smile. It says, Lord, give me a smooth and narrow road, for the one that I have traveled has been hard. Even though it might not be your way, Lord, give me a smooth and narrow road. We want it to be easy. I mean, really. It won't. Because if it was, we wouldn't accept Christ. If it was, we wouldn't come to know what a blessing was. If we didn't get wrung out every now and then, we would not become clean. John chapter 13. We're moving around a little bit today. I'm breaking one of them preacher rules. I'm not supposed to go through the Bible that much in my church. John chapter 13, and you know we're headed in this direction here in a couple weeks. We're going to be thinking about this. And we're going to do something new and exciting. We're going to, at 12 o'clock, we're going to get up from these seats, stop the sermon, walk down them steps, fire the sermon back up, and we're going to wash feet. And it's going to be beautiful. But we have to be wrung out. John writing the gospel, John the witness to Jesus Christ, John who was there, has these words in the 13th chapter. Follow along with me. Verse 3. Let's just start there. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but you will understand later. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then Lord Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my head, my hands as well. Jesus answered, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. Do you know why my Aunt Annie wouldn't let go of that wringer washer? She contended that you couldn't get clothes clean in these new fanciful washers. She was convinced that the only way to get them clothes clean was to wring them out of every impurity by the pressure of those rollers. That's a lot of work. I watched her work that thing. My grandmother, I guess, had gotten over that wringer washer thing early on, and she had gotten a newer washer when I was a kid. But my Aunt Annie, up until I was in my late 20s, 30s even, still used her wringer washer because she said the new washers just didn't clean them. They didn't get the dirt completely out. They didn't press it out. They didn't get it away from there. They weren't clean. Folks, what is Jesus Christ saying? Unless I wash you, you're not clean. Unless I wring you out every so often, you ain't clean. Unless you have been pushed down and pressed on and had the world push upon you so that you stand up and you go, Lord, I cannot do this. Now you've been wrung out. Now I'm going to clean you. I'm going to set you ready to go again. Let me tell you something right now. There ain't nothing. Nothing. Nothing that you can go through or have gone through in your life. Nothing that keeps you from the grace and love of Jesus Christ. After he wrings you out. After you have been wrung out. Jesus is saying that there. I have to clean you. Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. I can identify with Peter. If Jesus Christ was kneeling down in front of me and said, I'm going to wash your feet. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Because I desire to cleanse you so that you may be with me. That's a beautiful scene when you think about it, ain't it? It's a beautiful scene when you back up to Isaiah. When you consider all that for a moment. We get pretty dirty during the week, don't we? The pressures get on us. We start getting mad. We start losing patience. Maybe you have a problem with your patience when you're, say, I don't know, driving. At the grocery store, your children, your spouse, your church, the world around you, your frustration level up here somewhere. And you get tired. You get pushed down on. You start thinking not right. You start forgetting that somewhere is out there, all you have to do is stop for a moment and pray. I'm down there working on that dryer just as mad as I can be because all I wanted it to do was work. And do you know what was wrong with it? An $18 part. Oh, how stupid I am. That I'm sitting there fussing and fuming over a free dryer that cost me a whopping $18 and 15 minutes to fix. What in the world is wrong with me? And that's what he's saying. You're going to get wrung out. You come back to me. I will cleanse you. Don't let yourself get so worked up. Don't let yourself get so carried away. I will not fail you. I will not leave you. I will not release you. I will not let you go. I will lift you up to the place. If you go back to Isaiah, he says, but those who have hope in the Lord, verse 31, will renew their strength. Amen. That's beautiful to me. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Wrung out. I know you're tired. I used to make fun of my daddy. He'd been preaching as long as I've been alive. You think there's a connection? I often make that joke. And we'd come home on Sunday afternoon from church. My daddy would climb into his easy chair. He'd open up his favorite tractor book or whatever. And in about 15 minutes, he was gone. Like, man, you didn't even do anything this morning. All you did was get up there and sing a couple songs, blah, 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 run your mouth. What's the big deal? Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. When I feel that truck turn into the driveway at home after a Sunday morning, I'm already asleep in the truck. But after a little bit, I'm wrung out. I'm ready to go again. I've been renewed. And that's the message today. That's the message today. When you're tired, when you're weary, when you have been wrung out, when the rollers of this world have pushed down on you to where you can't move anymore, then you hit your knees and you pray and you stop and you let yourself get washed clean and you get back to it. Because one day, in a short period of time, we're going to be over there. That's right. There won't be any of this anymore. There won't be any more of this. We will be cleansed. We will put on those robes of white, of spotless purity. We will be forevermore graced in His presence. We will sing. We will sup. We will be in the face of our Jesus forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Push down, world. Doesn't really matter. Push from the side, from the front, the back, the top. He who created us, who created the heaven and the earth, Father, You, Jesus, You, Holy Spirit, You, strengthen us. And take us far beyond. And while we forget, while we get lost in the now gratification of the world and things get around us and we seem to forget that we have that outlet, it still waits for us. We need to turn to it. We need to remember that once we're wrung out, we're clean. Ready to be refreshed, ready to be strengthened, ready to go forward. Remind us of that, Father, as we prepare to depart from here today. Take hold of us and walk us. As the psalmist writer said, no matter where we're at, Your hand guides us. Whether it be here on the other side of the ocean, wherever. And You will keep us fast. Thank You, Father. Thank You for Jesus. Thank You for each other. Thank You. Amen. Amen. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus speaks these words. He's promising rest for the soul, and He says these words, "Come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for My yoke is easy and My burden is light." At the altar call, all who are weary come for rest. You don't need me to pray with you. You can come up here just because. I'll pray with you if you need to. If there's something upon you pressing down, right here, leave it here. Lay it here. Walk out the door. As we sing this last hymn, let us remember to be wrung out, to be cleaned and renewed.